We'll start on page 17 with the Tenet Health Systems case, and then basically a case that discusses what a sublease is and does with respect to a landlord who hasn't consented to the sublease. Here, it's basically a garnishment case brought against the subtenant trying to garnish the amounts the subtenant would have paid to the tenant under the sublease, and the tenant objected to that, raising a couple of issues. The hospital obtained a judgment against MG. MG had sublet its space to NewCo, and NewCo, under the terms of the sublease, was supposed to pay rent. The hospital then tried to garnish the rent amounts that NewCo would be paying to MG. NewCo denied that it owed any rent to MG, claiming that since it didn't obtain the consent of the landlord to the sublease, that the sublease was unenforceable. The only real issue in a garnishment action is whether the garnishee is indebted to the judgment debtor. And so we have an argument here, first, that the sublease was unenforceable and therefore there wasn't any obligation owed from the sublessee to the lessor or lessee, the sublessor. And at any rate, it was undisputed, first of all, that the lease prohibits transfers of any interest in the property, and the question is whether the absence of that consent renders the sublease void.